The North Dakota State Seed Department is learning more about harvested and abandoned potatoes. State Seed Commissioner Ken Birch says overall there's a 16.5% to 17% abandonment for red seed potatoes.
It's probably not as high as on the commercial side, but it's fairly high. The most difficult part of that, I think, is that the abandonment rate for red varieties is higher than in other classes. Russets, whites, miscellaneous, that sort of thing. So we're a little bit concerned, obviously, for what we've got available for planting next year.
Birch tells growers to order seed supplies early. Farmers may have seed contracted, but seed growers may have experienced losses. There's also a potato seed law requiring farmers to plant certified seed with the exception of a one-year replant. Birch cautions farmers who choose the one-year replant option.
If you're going to your own bin or your own storage to replant that seed, you don't necessarily know what the seed quality is. You don't know what the virus or mosaic virus especially levels are. You don't know about ring rot and those sorts of things. And we can help you with that. The bigger part of the problem is if there's a real shortage, then there's the temptation to go to your neighbor and say, I'm short and I don't have any left because in a year like this, the red prices are so high that there's going to be some disappearance to the table market.
Birch says it's illegal to go to neighbors for seed.
The seed department, is strangely enough, is one of the only, in fact, it might be the only potato program in the country that does both certification and seed regulatory work. So we're in a pinch here, too, where on one hand, we want to do everything that we can to help growers get seed supplies that they need, but on the other hand, we can't just ignore seed laws.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.